Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, shared up-to-date information on the review process during a convention workshop.
There is a built-in review process to make sure that the agreement is living up to what the three countries wanted to. So the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Each country will start thinking about it this year, defining their goals, and really deciding, is this merely a review, look at some tweaks, how is it working, or is this going to be a real negotiation? Are there real big substantive issues that need to be changed and renegotiated?
He says the three countries will likely have many topics to discuss during the process.
I think the way things have developed, different issues, a lot of things have happened, especially in U.S.-Mexico relations. You have a lot of growing concerns about country of origin for auto parts and autos. Of course, we also have several agricultural issues that are continuing.
And Salmonson says it's important to keep an eye on the outside factors that may influence the process.
President Trump issued an executive order called the America First Trade Policy, and it's really a direction for all federal agencies to look at a variety of trade issues, but specifically on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. So there certainly is a opportunity and a potential that all this discussion about USMCA may not wait till 2026.
The Farm Bureau convention continues through Wednesday, and we learned yesterday that an Indiana Farm Bureau member and an Indiana company won big. And you can read more about that at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.